Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehr, and it's that exciting and terrifying time of year when high school seniors are getting those fat envelopes and not-so-fat envelopes from colleges. And for some of those students, it's the first time that nail-biting trip to the mailbox has ever happened in their families. So right now, we want to hear from you. If that was you, if you were a first-generation college student, the first in your family to go to college, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We know you're on spring break right now, but if that's the case for you this spring, looking ahead to next fall, we want to hear your story, 212-433-9692. And of course, if you were the first in your family to go to college, but it was years ago, call in with some advice about how you made that transition. 212-433-WNYC. Joining us to field some of those calls and offer some advice is Kristen Harris, Director of College Guidance at Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering, and the chairwoman of the College Access Consortium of New York. Welcome back to WNYC, Kristen.
Thank you very much.
First, I want to get a sense, how many people are we talking about, for example, this year, in New York City, first-generation college students? What kind of numbers?
Well, roughly nationally, it's about 30% of entering freshmen are going to be first-generation college students.
And is that trend line going up or down?
The trends are going up. There are more college students entering school at this point, so the trends are definitely going up.
And what's your main piece of advice for first-time college students? There's a huge percentage, like 90%, don't end up graduating.
Right.
What happens?
That's right. There are a number of things happen. I mean, I think that transition from high school to college is a pretty huge learning curve. And if there are students and families that don't have a point of reference, don't know what steps they need to take, don't know what, you know, those basic kind of survival skills to get through that first semester or that first year of college. It's very hard. It's very overwhelming for a first-gen college student to navigate a college campus with which they've, you know, never really experienced before. Being on their own, time management, and just the day-to-day can get very overwhelming. In particular, you know, one of the biggest things that first-generation college students find themselves not knowing where to go, not knowing where to turn, not really having the tools to advocate for themselves, feeling a little insecure about asking for help. Those are some of the things that are some of the pitfalls.
We are getting some good calls. Enrique in Manhattan, I hear you have some good news and are a proud uncle.
Yes, my parents are both Bolivian immigrants, and my oldest sister and I were the first in our family to graduate college. So, you know, typical liberal arts, what we could get into and what we could afford. But my nephew just got a slew of emails yesterday, and he got accepted into three Ivy League schools. So it was weird in that, you know, the whole, you know, I remember getting my acceptance letter to school because I only applied to one college. It was the only one I wanted to go to. And now looking back, that was kind of gutsy, but I remember that day very vividly. But we were all sitting by our phones waiting for the text to come through when he was able to open the email and get his acceptances. And hopefully he'll be able to go to he's choosing between Princeton and Columbia, so I'll be the uncle that teaches him how to drink beer in Manhattan.
Well, congratulations, Enrique. Sal in New Brunswick, what's your story?
Hello. My story is I started in a Catholic high school, and my counselor put me into a Catholic college. It was just automatic. They even gave me money so that I could go to the school, but it only covered like half the tuition, so I had to drop out after three semesters. But I went into the military. I spent 4 years in the Air Force and then went back to college with the GI Bill and finally finished it. But it took 8.5 years from beginning to end for me to get a bachelor's degree.
And you were the first in your family?
Yes, and so far I'm still the only one.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for calling in with your story. So again, Kristen, we already talked about how it's common for first generation college students to have a difficult time finishing in 4 years.
Sure.
Does that differ if they are going to school with where their family is and with their support system as opposed to leaving, or does that not seem to have an effect?
I mean, I don't know what the research says, but I in my own experience, it really doesn't matter. Navigating a campus, whether it's a residential campus or a commuting campus, you still find the same challenges. And so even if you have your family to support you, if you're a first-gen student, your family doesn't really know what to tell you should be doing. Your family, you know, they don't really know what it is that they should, how they should be instructing you or how they should be encouraging you or supporting you. So the problems are still there, even if you're close to home and close to your supports.
My colleague Yasmin Khan this morning had a piece on this about how even high-achieving students don't often apply to elite liberal arts colleges because they don't know that they have the opportunity
right.
for lots of financial aid.
Right.
And she talked to a woman named Jessica Pliska, founder and CEO of the Opportunity Network.
Yes.
And she talked about why this is.
Despite how talented they are and how driven they are and motivated they are sitting so far outside of any spheres of influence and knowledge about what it means to get accepted to college and go to college and build a career.
So outside spheres of influence. So what are some of the things that fill in some of those gaps in New York City for first-generation college students?
There are a number of CBO programs that are supporting first-gen college students. Both here in New York State, there are TRIO programs that are working with first-gen students, GEAR UP programs. There are scholarship programs like POSSE, the POSSE Foundation, that are supporting students through the process, but also supporting them on campus so that they are making that successful transition and moving through smoothly. New York Needs You is a career development program for students who are already in college, but it's specifically for first-generation college students to, again, support them through that college experience. And help them to develop careers through training and internship programs. So there are a number of organizations and foundations and folks working with these first-generation college students to support them and create a very rich support network for
you
them to get through.
You do hear those stories of students getting a great scholarship for the first couple of years,
right.
and then the aid drops off.
Sure.
So is that a real concern, and who intervenes in that case?
Absolutely, it's a real concern, but it's really important for the students to know, to understand that and to be able to look at their financial aid packages when they get them and really know what is written down on that package, not just looking at the bottom line number, but look at what are those line items that make up that bottom line number and read the fine print on the bottom.
Read the fine print. Always
you know,
a
they
good...
They have to read the whole thing. They have to be able to compare packages.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. Read the fine print on those financial aid packages. Kristen Harris, Director of College Guidance at Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Anna Sale, who's been in for Brian Lehr, but he is back on Monday, back from spring break. Have a great weekend.